Well, this is kind of a healthy week that we're having these last this day and yesterday, don't you think, Brandon?
Yes, we are focusing on health, and I always need to be reminded to exercise and eat my vegetables. We talked about that yesterday. With regards to pre-hypertension, which is simply we're in the danger zone, you're in danger of getting high blood pressure. And so we talked about that yesterday and making some lifestyle changes.
And Joel, you know, we often don't think about how important our health is when we have it. When everything is going well, we just take it for granted. We don't realize how important it is to our whole life.
That's so true. And, you know, young adults, in the article is mentioning, with even slightly above normal blood pressure, should just pay attention and know that they have that issue and take some healthy steps to, you know, improve that condition.
Right. And if what you do now is going to make your life better as you grow older, it's kind of worth investing in a little bit of that exercise and eating what you should.
That's right. I often think of the old saying, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
That's right. That's kind of like an idiom. Huh?
An idiom,
yeah,
right.
It is.
Yeah, and oftentimes we don't think about it till we're in the danger zone, till we have some disease or something, but we need to take preventative measures. Even when we don't feel sick, when we think everything is okay, we still need to do the right thing.
Well, that's true. Like we've always said, well, smoking's not good for you and all, but we don't realize how bad it can be. It can cause heart trouble and strokes. And so some of these things that we just say, oh, well, doesn't matter, they do matter.
That's right. And so, you know, focusing through this article just on prevention, spotting things early so that you can grow into kind of the older age, nice and healthy.
And enjoy your life more.
Yes. Yep.
Well, you know, today on page 17, we're going to have an article that talks about how to find out if we are at risk for certain things. It's called a genetic test to spot health risks. Now, the word genetic and genes is so common to talk about it these days.
Yeah, when we're talking about genetics, we're talking about your genes and parts of the DNA in cells. And, you know, every person has genes. And so when we're talking about this particular article and diseases, they're looking into your DNA to see if, oh, maybe there's something there that is a sign that you may be at risk for a certain disease.
Well, in fact, nowadays, sometimes before people get married, they even have genetic tests to see, because sometimes there are certain things in the genes that might cause you to have children that'll have something wrong. And people sometimes even take genetic tests before they get married. Did you know that?
That's actually, I've heard about this.
Yeah.
I've never known anyone who's done that themselves, though.
But, you know, it seems like genetics should have something to do with it, because I know that my brother and his wife, when they got married, the doctor said something about genetics in his wife's family, but they didn't pay much attention to it. And they get this blind when they're a certain age. It's a gene. It's in their gene. And they didn't think about it. And then his wife got blind. And then now the second or third generation. So if you know that, then you're prepared for it a little bit. It isn't that you don't marry him, but you get a little prepared for what might happen.
Good. It is good to be prepared, but you don't want to let it keep you from doing things.
No, but you do have to be aware of it, you know. Yeah.
Right. It's easy to get obsessed about genes, and of course they're important. They're the building blocks of what make us who we are, but we're also not just physical beings and just, you know, chemical reactions in cells. We also have a spirit to ourselves.
But we can prevent certain things if we know we have a tendency to do something. We can prepare for that.
You can be careful to exercise or watch your diet even more.
Right. Well, this article is on page 17, and we're thinking about genetics, and let's find out what the scientists have done. Let's read the whole first column here, and then we can discuss it together. Are you all ready?
Yes.
A genetic test to spot health risks. Scientists first mapped the human genome 14 years ago. Since then, they have learned a lot about genetics. And someday, that may lead to a cure for many diseases. But we're not there yet. Keep that in mind if you take advantage of the first direct-to-consumer genetic test for health risks. That test became available last spring, when 23andMe, a DNA testing firm, was the first company to win approval from the Food and Drug Administration to sell directly to consumers a genetic test that screens for certain health risks. Here's how it works. You pay $199 to order a kit online. When it arrives, you spit into a tube and mail it back. 2 months later, you can view your results in your online account. The 23andMe test currently provides results for 5 diseases, including late onset, Alzheimer's, and Parkinson's.
Well, this is going to be kind of an exciting lesson in a way, because we're learning more and more about genetics all the time, aren't we, Joel?
That's right. So, you know, 14 years ago, scientists, they started running the Human Genome Project and started to discover more about the building blocks, our genes, and how they work and how they function and what it means that, you know, we have these genes and, you know, what can we do with them?
When they've learned about, you know, ways they might cure some diseases, like if you know that you have a certain gene that might make you blind, maybe they can get rid of that gene, you know. And so that's kind of good hope for the future.
Right. So there have been a lot of important medical advances that have come specifically through mapping that human genome.
But I don't think we've really arrived at the place where we can, you could say, fool around, mess around with them too much, because, you know, something can happen too. You got to be careful when you're doing that.
Yeah, of course. It's a very sensitive issue and can be controversial at times,
mm-hmm,
depending on
true.
What we're talking about, because we're talking about humans and their DNA. I do want to mention we've talked about the word genetic, a genetic test, and then we have the word genome here, mm-hmm. and that just is simply all the genetic material in a human body. And as Joe mentioned, they did this project many years ago, 14 years ago, and they learned a lot from that. But as it says, and as Doris reemphasized, we're not there yet.
And so remember that even though they are talking about tests and things that you can take, they're not there yet. So don't expect a miracle, right?
That's right. We can be excited, though, about advancements and kind of follow that progress, but just realize it's still going to take some time.
Mm. Well, you know, before I read this article, I didn't even know that they have these direct consumer genetic tests for health risks. I didn't know that. Did you?
No, but I have heard of something to check your ancestry. Mm-hmm. There is a company, I believe, called Ancestry.com where mm-hmm. you can do something similar, and I don't know if you spit into a tube or take something from your mouth.
They have this kit, and I think it has a little swab.
That's what it is, yeah.
You have a little swab, and then you send it back. In fact, there was an American college, and it was about sort of racial tensions in the United States, where all of them, they didn't have books, but you bought a kit. And so your first couple of weeks was doing that process of learning more about your ancestry.
Mm. Well, it's interesting, because sometimes two people who are white blondes, yeah. they'll have a little black baby and say, where did that baby come from, you know, because it was something in their genes and their ancestors and they didn't even know it, you know. Mm-hmm. Isn't that true?
Right. So there are all sorts of very interesting things that come from understanding genes. And so some of us are familiar with Ancestry and that test kit, but now we have something different, and we have these direct-to-consumer genetic tests, not for ancestry, but for health risks.
But now, sometimes the doctors do that, but this one here that it says down here in line 8 is, it's direct to the consumer genetic test for health risks. You don't even have to go to a doctor. You can just do it yourself.
Right. And so I think they just send you a kit and you can do it at home and then you send it back. You yourself are not the scientist that it's going to figure out the health risks. You send it off to someone.
But that just happened, you know, last spring.
That's right.
Right.
The name of this company is 23andMe, and that's the website as well, 23andMe.com.
It's a DNA testing firm. That's pretty new. I didn't know about that before, did you?
No, and it is quite intriguing that they do this and that it's, you know, like you said, Doris, you can just order it and you can do it yourself. Usually you think of going to a doctor to do this. And
things, you know, you don't know if they're safe, but when
right.
this one's, it's been approved by the Food and Drug Administration, and
yeah.
they're very strict. A lot of medicine they won't let you use, so it seems to be kind of safe.
That's right. You know, the Food and Drug Administration, or just shortened to FDA,
mm-hmm.
that, like you were saying, Doris, it's a very rigorous process to get approved.
Mm-hmm.
Even vitamins sometimes don't have
yeah.
that FDA-approved
right.
symbol.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so the fact now is that you can buy this thing, you can send it directly to consumers for a genetic test that screens you to see whether you have certain health risks. Wow.
That's right. So really, they're looking for these health risks in your genes, in your DNA, and it will, you'll get a report on it and you'll
how
see
does
if
it
you're
work,
at risk
then?
Or not.
What's the name of the company, 23andMe?
Right.
That's right. And so it's called that because each cell normally contains 23 pairs of chromosomes. That's where the 23 comes in. And then we learn also here how it works.
Right. Mm. So you pay $199 to order a kit online. And so that kit comes to you. And then you spit into a tube and you mail the tube back.
Mm. If you try that, let me know.
Sounds kind of funny, right?
It sounds funny, right?
Yeah, it does. It does kind of seem funny. I hope they don't ever get them mixed up.
Yeah, could you imagine if you got, you know, the tubes, just the name mixed up or something?
Oh, I know. Over? That would be terrible.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a movie.
Yeah, that's true. But you order this kit and then you spit in this little tube and mail the spit back. And 2 months later, you can see the results. Wow. Mm-hmm.
What I love is, it's so modern. You see the results in your online account.
I know. Isn't that something? Uh-huh. Well, you read more about that 23andMe. What did you think about it, Brandon?
Well, it is interesting to know that they have this kind of technology so readily available, so easy to get, and that currently even provides results for 5 diseases, including late onset Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. Doris, we talk a lot about Alzheimer's and Parkinson's.
Those two seem to be the things that a lot of older people get.
Yeah.
Yeah, so many people, and they're getting it even younger now.
Right, and here, notice it says late onset. So that late onset just means it occurs later on in life.
So, but what if you get, like, say you're 30 years old or something, you say you're going to get Alzheimer's. That's kind of scary, too.
It is. It doesn't happen very often, but my father, for instance, he had had early onset of Alzheimer's.
Yeah, some do get it earlier.
49.
Oh, that is early.
Very early.
But if you learn about it early on that you may get Alzheimer's later, maybe you can do some things that they've recommended that you do.
Hopefully.
You know, like they say, like learn another language or something, keep your brain going. So different things maybe you can
try. Study advanced.
Yeah.
Keep the brain moving.
Yeah, well, Parkinson's, a lot of people seem to get that too, and that means that you're shaky. You can't hold your cup, but it gets really bad, Parkinson's disease.
Parkinson's is such a rough disease because as it goes, you have such a hard time functioning, and it's really it's
so many
sad.
People I know, they say, well, I'm starting to get it pre-Parkinson's, and it's kind of scary.
It is very scary. So if you know about that ahead of time, it can scare you. That's not really the point, but if you can do something to try and prevent it.
Well, if anybody tries that, write in and let us know.
Yeah, maybe you can't really prevent it, but you can do something to kind of, you know, make it occur later in life or something.
Right. That's the point of these two articles together, I think, is to remind us not to be frightened by these diseases.
To be prepared.
But to be prepared, yes.
Mm-hmm. I think that's the main thing, right? Well, the question is, when they talk about this thing, well, I'm thinking about it, well, should I get one or not? And that's the next section, should you get one? Let's read that.
Should you get one? Before you do, consider your motive. What information are you looking for? And what are you going to do with it? After all, some of the diseases, Alzheimer's, for instance, have no cure. Also, having the gene for a certain disease doesn't mean you'll get the disease. Direct-to-consumer genetic testing can help to identify who is at risk for developing Parkinson's, but cannot predict who will be diagnosed, says John Lear, CEO of the Parkinson's Foundation. The same is true of Alzheimer's. That's one reason the Alzheimer's Association discourages genetic testing, says Keith Fargo, Director of Scientific Programs and Outreach. It's not going to answer the question most people have, will I get Alzheimer's or not?
Well, the question then is, should we get one, is why do you want to know? And that's your motive for knowing. Mm-hmm. So, for instance, if you know you have a bad gene, like my brother and his wife, should they have had kids or not? What's their motive? Yeah. Yet they wanted to have kids. But, you know, if you know that's going to happen, that one's going to be blind, what's your motive for that?
Yeah, what is the reason behind it? Mm-hmm. We always want to know that for most anything in life. What are your motives? And so don't do it if you don't want to hear something that may cause you concern, right? You want to do it because you want to find out to get this information and be proactive. And we were talking about preventative measures, and the title of this article is Asking Questions for Prevention. So that's the point.
Right. And so, you know, if you feel like if knowing you could have Alzheimer's is going to have an extreme negative impact.
How would you feel, Jill? Like if you took that test and they said you're going to have it, how would you feel then?
So me personally, mm-hmm. I don't know how I would function knowing that I could have this serious issue just down the road. I don't know when my memory or my kind of brain function is going to start slipping. I would kind of worry. I would start to worry too much, I think.
Well, you might do something like if you know that you might get it later, then you might start to write down more things that you might want your family to know, or you might do some things that you might not do otherwise.
I think that's definitely true. It depends on the person, yeah, and like you mentioned at the top here, it depends on the motive.
I mean, you can become obsessed about that. It can cause other problems in your life.
Yeah.
And you also know your family history. If your mom or dad or grandparents have Alzheimer's.
Well, the same with cancer.
Right. So you may think, well, I need to be maybe more careful. So you may already know some of those things.
And you might be able to do something because there are ways to keep it from happening too soon. So it might help you to delay it.
Right. We talk about prevention. Some of the stuff you can't prevent it, but you can do some things to, fight against it and keep it, ward it off for as long as possible.
It would be hard to understand what you're going to do, but it does say here that having this kind of knowing this, it says that it might, doesn't mean for sure that you'll get it. I mean, you might get it. You have the disease, but it's not certain you will. Mm.
That's right. And so if you're looking for very clear-cut answers, this kit will not necessarily give you those answers.
No, because you're scary a little.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It'll scare you, but maybe not give you the clear-cut answer you're looking for.
What does it say down there in line 7 about this direct-to-consumer genetic testing? Mm-hmm. What can it help you do?
Well, it can help to identify who is at risk for developing Parkinson's, but it won't actually predict who will be diagnosed, and that's a key point. Of course, they can't diagnose it, but they can just tell you, hey, this is what we see, watch out for it, because this could happen. It's not certain to happen.
Yeah, I would say, well, I hope they made a mistake.
Am I to get switched?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Anyway, that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
On that.
Yeah. They have the word diagnose there. Of course, that means to recognize it and name the exact character of a disease or a problem. So often you go to the doctor and they will give you a diagnosis. They will diagnose the problem.
These are two problems that a lot of people who are older, and you say that some are younger, getting Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. And so, you know, it says that's why the Alzheimer's Association says you better not do that because it seems like there's no cure. However, there are now newer ways to keep you from getting it too soon, to keep it warding it off.
Right. You know, Parkinson's and Alzheimer's, these are things, like Brandon was mentioning, we do talk about a lot. I think partly because we're really afraid of them, because we're only just now starting to understand them and understand how to handle these diseases. Maybe not necessarily treat them, but ward off or how to continue having a good quality of life, even if you have those diseases.
Well, I've known people, you know, who've said that their mother found out that she's starting to get it. I mean, the doctor tells them that the symptoms are there. And so they don't know when they're going to get it. So it's kind of scary for everybody. And if you know yourself that you're getting it, that's kind of hard to handle, isn't it?
It is. I would imagine very hard to handle. So this test doesn't tell you if you're going to get Alzheimer's or not, but it just prepares you for the possibility of such a disease.
Right. So it doesn't answer this question that most people have, will I get it or not? Because you're not certain you're going to get it, so why do it? But on the other hand, you know that you have that potential, then you might try to find out some ways to keep it from happening too soon. That's a possibility.
Right. So the key thing here is knowing the difference between being at risk and having a solid diagnosis.
Mm. That's true. There's two different things there, right?
Yeah. So I think this is a key point of this article and makes you think, do I really want to get this or not?
Right.
And you can figure out what your motives are.
Should I get one? That was the name of that paragraph.
Right.
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 And it's hard to say. But I think we do have to do what the last paragraph says is about getting counseling. Let's read that one.
Get counseling. Information could push some people to adopt healthier habits, a major factor in staying well. If you choose to get a genetic test, seek counseling from a specialist or a doctor who can help you understand your test results.
Well, I think it's always good to get counseling, to get advice. And probably if you find out you're going to get one of these, you'll want advice from a doctor or somebody. But you also better start going to church and finding out, get a little spiritual advice if you get something like that. Because you need to have something to help you with your faith if you get something like that, don't you?
Yeah, you would need faith to make it through that news.
Right.
It could be scary. But it is good to get some advice about, you know, this test. And so you're not just, you have all this information, you don't know what to do with it, but there are people who can help you, who have the tools to help you with that.
Well, you might push you to adopt healthier habits. I'm not sure whether healthier habits would help with Alzheimer's. It could help with Parkinson's. I'm not sure, though.
You know, there's nothing wrong with healthier habits, and even if it doesn't solve the problem, mm-hmm. you know, it keeps the body strong,
yeah.
you keep the mind sharp, you do what you can with what you have, and I think that's what really matters.
Well, it says here that that's a major factor in staying well,
mm-hmm.
so
sure.
you should do the all you could do anyway.
We should be doing that anyway.
Yeah.
Right? And so another,
if you don't take the test,
right.
you still
yeah,
need to
another
do
approach
that.
Is just be healthy. And
right.
Because you could, even though it doesn't tell you you might get a disease, you could get something else. So it's best just to be healthy, right?
Even if you don't know, just keep it. So if you do choose to get this test, then you should get counseling from some kind of a specialist or a doctor or even from the church.
Right. Right. One of the things, you know, you should notice is that 23andMe, they just do the test.
Yes.
They just give you the information.
Right. They don't tell you how to take care of it.
They're not going to tell you what to do no. after the test or what to do with the results. And so finding a specialist or a doctor, I think, can help you process the results better and find an action plan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
That's a good point.
Right. And your family can give you support and they can do what they can. So this is just an interesting thing to know that they do have this test because it's the first time that that became available for people.
Yeah. But I think a key point is don't focus on the negative news too much.
No, right? That's right.
You can
just try to overcome it and just say, well, I might, but I'm just going to try not to, and I'm going to do all I can. And that's all you can do with anything. When you get cancer or whatever it is, you just say, don't say, well, that's the end. No, I'm going to fight it.
Don't want to change your outlook on life.
Right. And I think, I don't know about you guys, but I have family members who check WebMD. You know,
I get WebMD.
Dangerous.
Religiously. They get a cough. And they look it up and they say, I have a rare disease from a tropical island.
Yeah.
You know, we have so much information and usually we think of information as power. And I think that is true.
Mm-hmm.
But depending on what you do with that information and how you handle that information, it can really have a negative impact. Mm-hmm. If you're not
it can
careful.
Have, or it can be a way to help you. Like if you find out that if you have something wrong, then you might go to a doctor and get it taken care of. Whereas you didn't know that.
So be wise, but don't overreact.
That's right. Yeah.
Right. We often call people who overreact about every medical, issue, every sneeze, every cough.
Headache, maybe I'm going to die.
Hypochondriac, right?
Yes, right.
You're so worried about being sick or something.
So they shouldn't get that. If you're worried about it, just don't take the test.
Yeah. Just be healthy. That's the key.
I think being happy and being cheerful and looking on the bright side of things keeps you healthier to be more positive. Negative people seem to get sick easier.
Well, yes. If you have a negative outlook, it really just makes life kind of brings a lot of drudgery into life. And it can cause you to, it can affect your health. Yeah.
So the last 2 days now, yesterday and today, we've talked about things that will keep us healthy. And I think that's the point to remember, don't you?
Right. Just the idea that health is something that's a lifestyle, and many of us are very busy with just the day in, day out kind of activities with work. And so there are steps we can take. And I think, you know, even just getting counseling Mm. You know, this is sort of a side topic, but finding a counselor, not just for health, but also for your emotions and spiritual counseling is really key to having that healthy transformation, that healthy lifestyle that will just have you going into your golden years like a healthy person.
That's right. Mm. Well, and, you know, coming up in the next few days, we're going to have some very interesting articles about people who aren't healthy, but what they can do with it. And we're going to find out some exciting things. So stay tuned every day.
That's right. So tomorrow we have that article about moving in the deep, and that's going to be exciting. We also want to remind you to check out our Topic Talks videos. Simply scan the QR code at the top of page 16 to view the articles or the videos for this article, and also go into our website, studioclassroom.com, and let us know your thoughts about this article. Maybe you would like to take a genetic test, or maybe you have pre-hypertension and you want to tell us more about that. So write into us and let us know your thoughts.
Don't forget the mobile website. You can find a lot of things on there. And so we hope that you'll check the Facebook mobile website and all these different ways to keep your mind active.
That's right. There are so many resources out there for you to learn and grow and just have a wonderful life.
So thank you for being with us today, everyone. And it's good to have these panelists here. We had a great time, didn't we?
That's right. Yes. I felt like I learned so much just about keeping healthy.
So, Joel, we'll see you tomorrow when we get into another exciting article.
Right. Going to go under the water.
Okay. Goodbye for now.
Goodbye. Bye.